Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge. Big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Money Harris, where's this been?
Yeah, he needed that.
Boy, oh boy, Michael Money Harris was in a slump, for those of you who don't know, and he came up big last night with a tying double in the ninth. It goes to extras, and then Ozuna from the Braves comes through with the single and the game winner, man. And look, we're not banging on Money Harris. He's terrific. He's one of our favorite players. He's been on this show numerous times. But I just think, Mike, we've talked a lot about everybody else. He's one of the guys that we're counting on, and I think he was in a 1-for-22 kind of slump heading into this, you know, at bat. And then he comes up big, and he said afterwards, we'll let you hear more of what he said, but basically, look, you know, we needed it, and I needed it. So he's a guy that's got to come along as well.
Yeah, man, he's 2-for-19 for the month. It's a short month, of course. But 2-for-19 since the Dodgers rolled into town last week. So, yeah, you're right. He did need that. And it's just something we've talked about. I mean, unfortunately, he's not a leadoff hitter. I think everyone kind of accepts it that he's just better off in his role at the bottom part of the lineup. And that's fine because you can have a career doing that. Mm-hmm. But, and again, stealing some bases. You know me, I always want to see a little more action. Give me some action on the base pads with a guy that can burn like that. But that was huge. And then, yeah, Ozuna. I mean, again, the fact that they walked to get to Ozuna, you know, he was raring to go and just teed off on some stuff up in his zone.
Mike, I would have walked Riley, too. He's hot, man.
And the thing is, I just felt bad. I mean, you know, crocodile tears. The dude for the Reds, they just called up from the minor leagues. And it's like, okay, meet, get out there, nuke Lelouch, you know, and see what you can bring. And in the case, unfortunately, for Richardson, his loss, our gain, it was a tough situation to be in. But, yeah, Braves pull it out 2-1. And I was tweeting last night. I'm like, how many freaking guys are we going to leave on base? They actually left 11 men on base last night. And Ozzie was a culprit a number of times. And a lot of the usual suspects. Matt Olson was a culprit. But it mattered most. And Ozuna got it done.
All right. The other part of this last night is we talk about our Braves. They're winning. It's a 3-game streak, guys. And look, all the talk about the 0-7 start is way behind us now. We're in the mix. We've gotten back in this thing. We're going to have to continue to win series. But, again, you're handling business the way you should. That is, the other part of this conversation is Iglesias. And I said to Mike the other day, you know, he's teetering on the edge. There are times where you're a little bit afraid of him going out and finishing a game. Last night, I thought he was brilliant. And his last two outings, Mike, he's been really good. 7 pitches last night, 2 strikeouts, a hitless inning. And I only say that to say, do you think that the way we started the season where he wasn't getting outings, he wasn't getting any run, they weren't throwing him out there because we didn't have any leads, affected how he started the season, Mike. Do you think now he's finally catching his groove?
I guess he's into a rhythm because, as we said, there just were no games to close. There were no games that he could be in. So, you know, his usage rate, nerd, was not up there. And perhaps maybe that's why. You know, the team is now, it's just, we said, a game under 500. 2021, it took forever to get to 500. So it's then not how you start. It's how you finish. But you're right. When it comes to Iglesias, you know, he's just one of those guys that just – you know, there's some closers out there going all the way back to Mitch Williams with the Phillies. They just make you nervous. You know, it's just you have to deal with it. It's part of the equation. Nobody is truly dominant. You know me, and you and I have had this conversation a million times. I just have to accept that, you know, some guys are not going to be Mariano Rivera because there's only one of those. Will Smith was that guy. Will Smith drove us freaking crazy.
He did.
If you remember him, even in the year they won the World Series. So it's just, you deal with it.
Yeah, and that was the year we traded for basically two closers, and then one guy became a setup.
And Will, just like Iglesias, didn't have, like, knockout stuff.
No.
He had to do it with guile.
Totally agree. Day-Day, let's put up a poll, man. I'm curious for Braves fans. Like, what's been the most pleasant surprise right now? Is it Verdugo? Is it a guy Mike and I have been talking about? Is it Eli White? What do you think about the other part of this rotation, guys, when you talk about how we've gotten production from Bryce Elder and Grant Holmes and A.J. Smith-Shawver? Day-Day, let's put that up at Dukes and Bell 929. I'm curious, Braves fans, what you think. And, Mike, you said to me the other day, I think it was yesterday we were talking about this, Nick Allen. What do you think about Nick Allen, man? I mean, acquired in a trade that we were all kind of like, eh. But when you look at his shortstop duties, he's been pretty good so far. And again, I know this is something you talked about with Arcia not being pleased with his overall hitting. But I've said to you guys, look, if the rest of the lineup is hitting, I don't need Arcia to hit 300. But Nick Allen has stepped in and done a really good job so far for the Braves.
Yeah, man. And again, it's funny how things kind of have a way of, certainly Alex Anthopoulos has a way of finding the diamonds in the rough. Because again, who even knew who this guy was, right? If you're a Braves fan. But he's been money. We've talked about how good he is fielding. Now, certainly, you know, the bat, he's struggling right now. He's in a bit of a rough patch. He's at 264 after last night. But if you look at his fielding, and again, wins above replacement and all that stuff, he is definitely as good without the arm strength, but certainly as good with the range as Arcia.
All right, guys. And for me, the pleasant surprise right now is just these other guys in this rotation. I mean, for you, it may be Nick Allen or Eli White. It may be something else. But this is what you need when you've got a couple of stars out. Right. In Strider and Acuna.
And Sale's back. You know, he didn't get the dub last night because, again, they left all those guys on base. But Sale is back in the rhythm. You see it.
Yeah, you need that from those guys. All right, plenty more Braves conversation. I do want you to hear from Michael Money Harris, as we mentioned to start the show. Big hit last night, that tying double in the ninth inning. And Money was talking about, you know, being clutch. And this gets confidence begets confidence, guys. I come up, I get a big hit. Next time I'm up, I'm going to have more confidence I can get it done, not being in a slump, not being in an offer situation. Here's Money Harris.
Gives me a lot. I guess early in the game I was a little tense, and those last two at-bats I kind of relaxed and it really settled in and really trusted myself and got the barrel twice. So I was able to get a run out of one, and I guess you don't get a hit on every barrel you catch, but it just felt good to not really feel it off the barrel and just know that I put good contact on it.
Mike, why is he tense? Because he hadn't hit?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. I mean, he was scuffling. He had not been hitting at all since the Dodgers series started. And look, he's a streaky. Everybody on this team is kind of streaky. You know, it's like that last year. That's why it was such a grind last year just to make the wild card. But I think, you know, big moments like that give him some more confidence. So, yeah, hopefully that schneid is over and he gets rolling. As I said, though, Matt Olson, I mean, how many times do you watch when I'm watching on FanDuel and it's like Olson or Albies are up with a runner in scoring position and it's like
nothing.
And you just feel like the at-bat's going to go nowhere. And I hate that because I love Albies. I'm lukewarm on Olson. I just, you know, he puts up some great numbers, and boy, but he's so streaky. And man, he's like the definition of unclutch right now for this team.
That's a great point. We got plenty to dive into. Would love to hear from you at 404-726-0929. It is Dukes and Bell. Find Mike, guys, on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes in the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell 929. We have word now, and is it official, should I say, after last night's NBA playoff game, Steph Curry out at least a week. With a grade one hamstring strain is what they're saying.
Is one bad or two bad? I don't know.
Two is bad.
I don't know. So okay.
One is not as bad. And here's the thing. And look, I'm not an ortho guy or a doctor. He's in immaculate shape. He's not going to recover like Mike and I, okay? If we had a grade one strain, we'd be done for 3 months, okay?
You'd smell the Bengay as I came to work.
Correct.
From downstairs.
This is Steph Curry. Steph Let him cook Steph Curry, the chef. He's going to be back, I think, sooner than later. But, Mike, if you're the Warriors, you still won last night. You don't have to rush him back now.
No, you already now, again, yes, you want to try to, if you can take two, take two. But you've accomplished the goal. You got the split on the road in Minneapolis. And by the way, Anthony Edwards, stop working the refs. I was having, like, Trey flashbacks last night. Just get your head in the game. There's a couple of times where he's missing the other end of defense because he's busy yapping on the in the paint that he's shooting on. But I thought if you're the Timberwolves, shame on you. I mean, where's the killer instinct? I mean, I don't want to sound like I'll say it. Some guys in this generation, soft as Charmin. I mean, go for the jugular. You got Steph Curry out. Go right after these dudes. I mean, come on. I'm watching, and you know me, I'm pulling for Golden State in this one. But I'm like, come on. How are you letting them get away with what some of this stuff? Go and start smacking guys around. Gary Payne starts posting. Pow! Hit him in the head.
Mike, when your biggest guy has been in a chokehold by the opposing team's toughest player.
Yeah.
I don't know if that matters or not.
It don't exist.
I don't know if – look, we can say it doesn't matter, but he had Rudy Gobert in a chokehold. I'm just saying, like, I agree with you. But, you know, everything that we say and, like, the way we're thinking about things, because, again, that's our generation. That's why we appreciate the bad boys. Didn't like them.
Right.
But I appreciate how they went about their business. But everybody in the league was that way. No layups. We're not doing that. And it felt like their wheel just got taken from them last night, even when Curry was out off the floor.
Now, I would imagine their coach is going to be ripping them a new one, but it's watching these guys, and I'm thinking, like, could you imagine? See, that's for the guys, younger folks out there, do you subscribe to this theory? This is my dad's theory.
What's that?
That if it was Bill Russell, when Willis Reed comes hobbling out onto the Garden floor, so the first play in the paint, pow, Russell put him on his keys.
Take him out.
But Wilt Chamberlain didn't have that killer instinct. You know, Wilt's a rock star, one of the all-timers, but there's just that certain something that the guy's got to have in the playoffs, which, again, Minnesota may go on and win this series, but that first game, man, you got punked.
Yeah.
No Steph Curry, and you that's in your house. That's not in San Fran.
So he's going to miss probably three games. Two, we know he's out. Three and four, back in San Francisco, and then you see where he's at for game five. But guess what? If you handle business at home, Mike, you might be able to rest him. You know, even if you don't need him. So I'm going to say game six, he'll be back for sure, but game five might be up for question. And then it becomes, all right, can Jimmy Butler and company do enough? Well, if they play like they did last night, Mike, and I don't know if they'll do that again in game two. I think you're right. The T-Wolves are going to come out on fire and play with some motivation. But, yeah, I thought Ant-Man, and look, we love the kid. He's an Atlanta kid. We love him. I think he's going to be the face of the league, but he's only 23. He's only 23. And even with all the stuff he's already done, I feel like, Mike – these are the learning situations that you get in the playoffs where it's not going your way, and it ain't the ref's fault. Right. It's not the refs that you're going 0-for-8 or 0-for-9, whatever it is. You're not shooting the ball well. You got to figure it out.
But I'm just watching this game, and I'm laughing because you and I were just talking about Joker looking like that guy you can't stop at the L.A. Fitness, you know, that lunch league. I mean, I'm laughing my ass off. I'm watching Pat Spencer bringing the ball up the floor on these guys. I'm like, for those who don't know, Pat Spencer's got the full mustache. I mean, he looks like a guy from a sitcom. You know what I mean? It looks like something from Parks and Recreation, you know? Like Nick Offerman is bringing the ball up the floor. I'm like, how are you losing to these guys? And because of the injuries, Kerr goes 12 deep last night.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I got production. Got.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Valuable minutes from all these regular dudes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.